Former Republican Congressman David Jolly and former Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy are on a speaking tour to encourage more bipartisanship in Congress. We'll hear highlights from one of their recent town hall meetings on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Steve Newborn speaks with them about just what they hope to accomplish. With David Jolly up first.
I think every American knows we are living in a very divided time politically. And while this tour is not necessarily about the current actors in Washington, it is a reflection of much of the anxiety I think the American people feel about where we are politically. How do we get here? Where do we go? And so in myself and Patrick, you have two former members of Congress, one a Republican, one a Democrat, who tried to work together in Congress, came up against some of the very structural problems that prevent bipartisanship. Together, we've identified many of the reasons why. And so we hope to do two things on this tour. One is pull the curtain back on some of the structural challenges that have been created in the past decades, be it how district lines are drawn or campaign finance reform or closed primaries, whatever it might be, but to also demonstrate on some of the hardest issues of the day some real consensus. How can we solve issues related to health care and to immigration, border security, foreign policy, and so forth?
That's a big chunk to be biting off of there.
All in 75 minutes.
Well, Congressman Murphy, what can you expect to accomplish in 75 minutes? Are you just spreading the gospel here, or do you expect some concrete results from all this talk?
You know, it's really, to add on to what David said, just to add a little bit of light to it, we went into Congress hoping we were going to get tax reform done and fix the Affordable Care Act and address climate change and all these very important issues, and walked away saying, what in the world is going on here? There's more people in Washington, D.C. that care more about their party than they do this country, right? Than they do the success. And whether it's ego, whether it's money, whether it's power, whatever it is you want to point to, there's a lot of reasons structurally that we believe this system is so broken right now. So we want to educate more and more folks, because it's not just us that are frustrated and hope more for our country. It's everybody we talk to, right? All of our supporters, everyone we know through politics, whether they're Republican or Democrat, are saying, Patrick, you know, David, what in the world is going on up there? You know, please do something. Help us out. I mean, we're both being encouraged to run for different offices, but, you know, at this point, I speak for myself at least, believe there are other ways we can make a difference. And that starts by educating individuals that are disenfranchised right now. They're putting their hands up saying, what is going on? How do we fix it? So, I think, like anything in life, you got to understand it. You got to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. Once you do that, then I believe we can help address and bring up some of the ideas we believe, and some of the real simple ones, like voting, for example, right? Getting out there, making sure your voice is heard. Maybe it's a ballot initiative. Maybe it's, you know, getting out, supporting a candidate, somehow getting more involved in the political system, and, you know, supporting people, whether they're in your party or another party, but understanding that your vote does matter and this democracy can be fixed.
This is intended to be a very encouraging opportunity for a lot of people looking for a political space that is different than where we are in today's politics. We saw something very exciting in the state of Florida and across the country in a ballot initiative called Fair Districts. And I'm sure a lot of listeners participated in that. It had some intended consequences. It had some unintended consequences. We're going to talk about that. But the reality is, so many of the structural problems we face can actually be solved through voter-driven initiatives. We have the power to do it. In fact, the Supreme Court has suggested we have a greater power to put rules and restrictions on district lines than even state legislatures themselves. One of the things we intend to talk about is, you know, in Arizona, you have an independent districting commission. In Florida, we have fair districts. What are the alternatives, and are there ways we can fix it to make sure that we are rewarding members of Congress like Patrick and others who are actually trying to work together?
WUSF's Steve Newborn with former Congressman David Jolly and Patrick Murphy. You can hear the complete interview on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.